Hello everyone! Before this episode of ARBA Tonight begins, I want to talk to you about Humble Bundle, a great company that I'm affiliated with. Humble Bundle is a company that sells games, ebooks, software, and other digital content at great prices while also supporting different charities in the process. You'll be able to get games through their site, but their specialties are their bundles, limited time, pay what you want offers, which can include so much stuff. A few examples that are available for a limited time right now are a F Cancer Game Bundle, where 100% of proceeds go to support Cancerfonden, a Swedish cancer research and care company, the Calculating Chef Cooking Ebook Bundle, where donations go towards 826 National and the Book Industry Charitable Foundation, both of which help to increase the literary ability of people, and the Music Creators Unlimited Bundle, a software bundle where donations go towards Alzheimer's Research UK, the UK's leading dementia research charity. If you're interested in these bundles or want to see what else is available, use the link in the description below. By using that link, a portion of your proceeds will help to support the content I create across all sorts of shows. You can even modify the donation amounts on most products and customize how your purchase supports everyone. Again, use the link below and check out Humble Bundle today. Now, on to the show. As a disclaimer, if you purchase something through the link in the description, I may receive financial compensation.
Welcome to ARBA Tonight. Today is February 4th, 2022. I'm Adam Nelson.
And I'm Andy Johnson. ARBA Tonight is the best place to be to discuss all of the biggest and best action from the ARBA season. If you haven't already, make sure to subscribe, follow, and support the show in any way, shape, or form that you can. Share the show with everyone as well as we push towards the beginning of the ARBA season. Now, onto the show. It's almost time for this season to begin. Tomorrow, February 5th, 2022, will be the first game of the season between the Twin Leaf Storm and the Hammerlock Basketball Club. The match will take place in Hammerlock, and a full turnout is expected with the stadium packed and ready to see the first ARBA game in history.
League changes haven't impacted the teams much at all. Twin Leaf and Hammerlock both have suggested that their expectations will not change despite the late rule modifications. Both teams are also expecting to win their game and start off on the right foot. The only way to know for sure, however, is through the game itself.
The rule suggested by the league office suggests a more traditional style game compared to the previous rule set. The Elam ending is gone. Quarters have replaced halves, and rules have been shifted to incentivize more gameplay. The league, in their statement about this change, hopes that the new rules will create a better product for fans across platforms to enjoy.
When it comes to the players on the Storm and Basketball Club, everyone seems to be healthy. Reports suggest that all players are likely to receive at least some playing time, primarily to see what the long-term play will be over the season. As the entire season is only 10 games long for each team, it'll be important to quickly learn who can lead their respective teams to the ultimate prize, the Alcaz Champion Trophy.
Speaking of players, Gudra is expected to provide the Twin Leaf Storm with a lot of action in this upcoming game. Heads or Tails host Aaron A. Anderson sat down with Gudra earlier this week to discuss their expectation coming into the season.
First off, I have to say thank you very much, Gudra, for sitting down with me for this interview today. I appreciate taking the time out of your day to discuss with me. I know we've had some conversations offside. I like to consider you as a friend, but right now I'm glad to see that we're able to have this time to basically talk with each other about your expectations for this upcoming year.
Absolutely excited to be here and ready to discuss whatever you have for me. I look forward to hearing what you have to say, Aaron.
First question I have to ask, and this is sort of a standard question, I suppose. How you feeling? How do you think you're doing? How do you think how do you feel heading into the season? You know, first game, rookie year, everything like that.
Yeah, I think it's somewhat surprising. I think compared to what I expected. I don't know if I was expecting something dramatically different, but I think the one advantage that I have compared to that of others is that everybody in the year is effectively in the same boat, right? There are other rookies as well. Sure, some people are older and have a little bit more experience compared to the rest of us, but I guess the fact that everyone seems to be on the same side of things compared to, you know, if this was supposing like 10 years down the line, where you actually have a veteran class and a rookie class that's separated from each other in a way. I think that would be a little bit more of a challenge, especially considering how quickly things seem to be going all of a sudden. If that was the situation, if we were 10 years down the line and I was a rookie, I would feel somewhat more concerned. But right now, since everybody seems to be in the same boat, I think I feel much more comfortable about what exactly is happening. So I feel pretty good. I think I'm ready. I'm looking forward to the game. I'm looking forward to showing off my skills, competing with everybody else, and actually getting into the groove of things. Because once I build up a rhythm, I think personally, I'll be able to really go forward with the expectation for this team and everything like that.
Of course, yeah. I do understand, of course, because to be perfectly honest, we do have to sort of approach the topic. I mean, you are the first overall pick in the ARBA draft. Not only the first overall pick, you are the first pick ever in the ARBA draft. There's a lot of expectations on you to quickly bring the Twin Lake Storm to the top of the ranks. Now, I understand it's only a six-team league, and there's a lot of talent across each of these teams, but the fact of the matter is, based on your overall in the draft, there's a lot of expectation on you, isn't there?
I suppose, I would guess so. I think part of that is, of course, the circumstances involving everything where there's, the first overall pick. It's a new season. We don't really know who is good and who is bad, so to speak, I guess, in the grand scheme of things. And I hate to say that because I have friends and coworkers and former colleagues from college all over the place. But the end situation is we've got to figure out, basically, are we worthy to go out there and prove our worth, basically, who's going to be that top team in the league so far. So I can understand the circumstances there. I think in general, I also like to put a lot of expectations on myself. So that can really impact the way that I approach the season. So I'm going into the season with a lot of goals in mind, a lot of personal ideas for myself, and want to be able to accomplish those goals. So I guess so. Yeah, there are a lot of expectations on me. Hopefully, if things go well for me personally, I think if we accomplish all those expectations, we'll start off this year in the career with on the right foot, so to speak.
Now, personally, I want to know if you want to share, of course, what are your goals for this season? I think everyone would love to know, not just for a rookie, but one of the top tier rookies according to your draft position, your history in college, and everything like that. What are you expecting for yourself, for the team, for the league, whatever you feel like? What are your goals for this first season?
Yeah, I personally, I think my goals, I hesitate to say, be the MVP and all that sort of stuff, because personal awards aren't really a thing in such a team sport as basketball. There's a lot more likely of a chance that, if you become MVP, it's because of the team effort, right? You can only do so much as an individual player before, eventually you're going to need the rest of your team. So, of course, I'd love to say, get the MVP, be an all-star or all ARBA team, defensive team, the championship, all that sort of stuff. The big goal at the end of the year, personally, is that championship. If we can walk away with the trophy at the end of this year, that'll be a great goal for the season. For the league as a whole, I just want to know that this sport is supported across, the platform that we have. Obviously more fans that come in, that helps the league out as a whole. It doesn't hurt that it increases my paycheck probably years down the line, but I do hope that the league as a whole is able to take this as a nice stepping stone towards, bigger and better heights.
Okay, so first game of the season, it's going up against Hammerlock. Any ideas of what to expect from your team, from the opposing team, whatever you think of, anything you have expectations on when it comes to the game?
Well, that's hard to say. I think primarily because of we don't want to reveal our trade secrets, so to speak. But it could be, I first of all expect a hard effort. Hammerlock has a lot of great players on their team, and there's fantastic players that can do all sorts of things. They don't just have, like so many teams, all of the teams in the league, basically. This is, unfortunately, much to my personal detriment, it's not a situation where you have just one play, one style. It's not as if they live and die by the three-point shot, or
You know, if you can break through their defense, they crumble, anything like that. Unfortunately, this league is full of top-tier players that can really, you know, adapt to the circumstance. If we need to play a fast game, we'll start playing a fast game with, you know, a spacing sort of situation. If they're playing bully ball, we'll be able to play bully ball. If they start shooting threes, then we have to, you know, respond in kind, all that sort of stuff. So I'm hoping for a win, obviously. That'd be great. But I know it's not as easy as just to claim, oh, we're going to get this victory, because, you know, that's a tough team ahead of us. And we as a team have to work together to do our best in our efforts to, you know, prove our worth at the end of the day and show that, you know, we're going to start off on the right foot. Because, you know, at the end of the day, if you win every game, then you're guaranteed the chip, right? So all we have to do is win every game. And it's, you know, easier said than done. But as long as we have that sort of mentality, one game at a time, going 1-0 each game, we'll be able to walk away with a success.
Okay, Gudra, thank you very much for sitting down with us today. We look forward to seeing your first match. Good luck to you personally, and wish you well throughout the season.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
That wraps up this episode of ARBA Tonight. Join us tomorrow for the first game of the ARBA season and check out our other shows on the Adorned Region Sports platform. We'll be back next week with more information, news, updates, and everything else that the ARBA brings to us. Until then, for Andy Johnson, I'm Adam Nelson. Take care.